TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey, y'all, I joined the call.
Something about that combination of just pure positive and that accent. I was not ready for it.
Hey, y'all, I joined the call.
Is that you recreating it because you didn't record it the first time?
Yeah.
Lightning in a bottle. Who cares if it's man-made? That just makes it a battery.
I mean, what is reality anymore? Yeah, we got reality television. It's not reality.
Yeah, sometimes that causes presidents.
Oh, for a second I thought there was more to that, but no.
Just like,
there's so much more to that.
Voting for that idiot.
I heard he's running for a second term already, or he's preparing to, or...
He just likes hearing people cheer from him in the same way that Hitler did. I'm not saying okay. He's Hitler, I'm just saying it's that same megalomania.
He supposedly was trying to nail down some sort of rally to discourage any primary challengers. I was like, bro, maybe get more than 6 months in.
Oh, he didn't even wait that long. It was like a month in and he had a re-election rally.
Or maybe, I don't know, do something that might actually cause people to vote for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just throw that out there.
I mean, to be fair, he's like, I got this one time. I was expecting to get it. I mean, it might work again.
I got to start early and start often. It's like those people who do their Christmas shopping in July.
I don't know how this year's going to end up, so I should just get started now.
Except the gift we're all getting is tyranny. Side note, no, I don't actually believe it's tyranny. It's just a funny joke.
You say sorry, Noah?
Oh, side note.
Side note.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we do another update about our fat. Andy enjoys some time at work without other people bothering him. Noah checks out the new movie Baby Driver. And we all talk about the new scene in Pirates of the Caribbean. But when you hear this sound...
We watch the Redhead!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
We're back!
From outer space.
Better than ever?
Well...
Sure. I mean, it's a low bar, but why not? This is the first time we've done 2 weeks in a row in over 2 months, I would imagine.
Oh, jeez. No wonder I feel sore. This is like... exercising after you've, gained 100 pounds eating pizza.
We're like, well, we're creeping up on episode 420, and then 420 kept getting farther away.
Yeah. Well, if we push it out just right, we can do 420 while I'm out there in California.
I was actually counting that out, and it's, supposed to happen before then, but with us, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be gone for a couple weeks for a cruise.
Oh.
And I'm sure you guys have some bullshit reasons you're going to be gone.
Oh, shit. Is 420 going to be a live episode?
Could be.
It's more possible.
All right.
We can record at one of our homes.
Our Sherlock homes. What? No.
So we can enjoy our beverages alone.
Or we can skip over that episode number until we're all together. We can just go straight from 419 to 421.
You know what? After 9 years, we've earned it.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T, and we've earned it.
I'm Andy, but there's no A. There is, earned. It's just silent. It's helping out the E. See, that's what I do. I support. I have pure support. I am not structural in any way. I'm Andy, the A, and we've earned it.
He's also all the other letters because he fucking talks too much.
No. And because fat. Come on.
No, you're a slim, chim, handsome dude.
Nope. I'm fat.
I'm Noah, and we earned it. Are you saying that just because you want to motivate yourself to lose weight, or just to put yourself down?
Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Should we be fat?
Can't have fat up there. I'm so hungry.
No, I fully recognize that I am still fat. If I look in the mirror, I see all the fat hanging off the front of me, same as I did before. However, I do see slightly less of it, and that is motivating.
All right.
I lost about a pound and a half this week.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Pooping. Dude, in a week, that's good.
Yes, pooping, Noah. I've just been taking lots and lots of diuretics. Is that a thing we can do?
Yeah, sure. You just dehydrate yourself and then you'll lose weight.
I was going to say, I've done a lot of weighing of myself after doing like bodily functions, and it seems like pee definitely makes you lose more weight than poop.
I think it depends on the size of your poop.
Sure, yeah, but in general, for me, it seems like pee makes it drop a little bit more.
We were trying to do a lose weight challenge at work. This is like 10 years ago, and one guy and I were like, "We're gonna sandbag the fuck out of this thing." So before the first weigh-in, he and I were just like drinking, like we drank gallons of water the night before. Not really gallons; that would have killed us. But we drank like as much water as we could stand the night before, and like you know, ate salty food and everything to like you know retain as much water as possible. And then that morning, we were just like drinking water, and both of us like they were late for the weigh-in, so we're like just kind of standing in a corner doing the pee-pee dance, just sort of like bent over, like trying not to soil ourselves. And both of us, as soon as we weighed in, not ran so much as like penguin waddled for the restroom, because it was coming out.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
Potty. How'd you miss it? He was going pee.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why you get paid the big bucks, Tim.
Yep.
I do.
That's why Tim's a professional, semi-amateur. I've lost track.
Oh.
Oh.
Hold on.
That's
right
a callback to a burn. That's like a flare-up, like the coals are still warm.
No, Noah.
Uh-oh.
He said I'll be right back.
I know. He's the counterweight. I mean, the plane is definitely going to turn in the direction of whichever side I'm sitting at.
I'm back.
Oh, no, I'm out and up. Oh, Noah's back. Just in time.
Because, Tim, no matter how fat you think you are, trust me, I'm fatter.
That's to be a good t-shirt. Trust me, I'm fatter.
Gives Tim something to shoot for.
I was creeping over the crest of 175.
Mm-hmm.
And heading upwards. I'm like, mm-hmm. Nope, I am not hitting 180. I am going back down.
Yeah, Tim, I got you by 100 pounds.
All right, well, congrats. Yeah.
Well, actually, probably not anymore. I haven't weighed myself in a while, but
I'm closer to Tim.
Much closer.
I mean, that is true. You live in San Francisco. I live in Redwood City.
Yes.
And I'm like 205, I think. But I need to work on that.
Well, now I'm 172.
Dang it.
I am working on being under 240 by the end of this year.
So I've tried a new activity because because exercise, I'm just not, no, I'm not walking, I'm not running, I'm not lifting weights, fuck all that shit.
What do you have against walking, though?
I don't have time.
You know, I don't like walking, but hiking, I love. Like, I'm good with hiking.
I don't like walking for walking's sake. If I gotta get somewhere, sure.
But, like, what if you just put on, like, a podcast, or what if you just start walking to get to places instead of, like, other means?
I don't really have a chunk of my day where I can like, oh, I can carve out this to be walking there instead of driving there.
Take a child with you.
No. Oh, my gosh. That will not be exercise except exercising my patients. Here. Come here. No. Stop that.
Put them in a little
come
stroller
on.
Thing.
No. They're beyond the stroller.
No. Come on, James. You can ride a little stroller. One of those little jogging stroller things?
I think we still have one of those. It's not going to happen.
Just do like people who own a Jack Russell do. Put it on a leash and take it for a run.
Or drag.
I have a weird green spot on the bottom of my foot.
That means you should walk more.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
That means you're so sedentary, you are trying to grow roots.
So anyway, I've decided that I'm going to start, that I just dance at night.
That works.
Because that's what I used to do when I had a metabolism. Like, I'd be out in the clubs or out doing karaoke, I'd be dancing all the time. So I'm like, well, I'll just do that again.
Yeah. All right.
That seems like a very effective way to burn calories, dude. Good on you.
Do a little Michael Jackson medley. Call it a night. Did I say melody? I meant medley.
I think you said medley. I heard okay, medley. It translated from stupid into English, so in my head.
Oh,
go
burn.
Fuck yourself, Andy.
You know what? I lose a little more weight. I can probably do that.
A lot more weight.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Come on, fat.
Yeah, I know. I'm not fat. I'm fatty fat. I'm fatty two fats.
now that we've done our weekly fat check-in, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Oh, wait, scratch that. Rewind that. Rewind that jingle.
Yes?
Reg sent in some tan laughs that I think Noah should read.
Oh?
Yeah. I have it marked. Give me... I'm still dying.
Yeah, I can hear that. No,
don't cough on my kid today at the party.
I'm gonna cough the shit out of him. Huh? What?
What?
What? So, good note, though. I'm, like, almost 100% positive it's not strep, just because I don't have a fever, and I have a cough.
Sorry.
Which are both things I guess you don't normally have, or you normally have a fever, and you normally don't have a cough.
Ah, very good. So, I was having trouble swallowing yesterday, and...
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I had to spit for the first time in years. I just had to get used to it. The more you experience something, the less you fear it. I was my neck hurt when I was trying to swallow yesterday, and I was trying to kind of steam in the shower because I've still had some lingering congestion. Probably just because it's summer and there's pollen out the yin yang here, but it kind of seems to have hung around since the cold I had a couple of weeks ago. And as I'm having trouble swallowing and, like, just trying to kind of steam things out in the shower, I guess there wasn't enough input, and my brain started running wild of, like, what if you have strep? It's like, is this what happens? Like, you lose weight and then turn into a hypochondriac?
Yep. You're like, I need, like, something else to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I've taken care of this one problem. What else am I not taking care of?
So much, Andy. So much.
So I think it must have been that I was, like, I don't know, growling in my sleep or something. Like, I was just, like, really working the neck muscles or something. Because I woke up this morning and I was fine. And when I was checking on it last night, I realized it wasn't the inside that was swollen, like, that was sore and feeling nasty. Like, it was the neck muscles on the outside. Like, it felt like somebody had, like, grabbed my hyoid bone and just, like, tweaked it to the side. And then, like, the muscles were just, like, straining themselves trying to work it back out. Maybe I carry tension in my throat now.
I have this thing where sometimes if I move my neck just so, something shifts out of place, like a muscle or something, and then it hurts to swallow. And I have to, like,
yes!
Crane my neck around. I thought I was the only one.
No.
I was like, what is this weird shit?
I actually felt like it, so I didn't do that, but what I was feeling last night with, when I was, like, kind of probing around and poking and trying to figure out where the soreness was.
Hey now.
I realized... That the pain I was feeling felt like the residual of doing that, except I didn't remember doing it. But also I'm stupid and forgetful because I've done things like stand up into one of those built-in soap dishes and create a huge bruise on my back, completely forget I did that, and then several days later freak out of, what is this painless bruise taking up most of my lower spine?
Do I have cancer?
Google, tell me. Google says cancer. Painless bruise, cancer. Strange smells, cancer.
But it could also be, like, it could be something you don't have to worry about, or cancer. Like,
yes.
it's always extreme things, like,
yes.
No big deal, or you're gonna die.
Yes.
Either you have a hangnail, or you have cancer AIDS.
Cancer AIDS.
Super cancer AIDS tuberculosis. When I Googled it, it was like, painless bruises could be cancer, or it could be an injury that you just forgot you got. It's like, oh. And then I'm racking my brain. I'm like, how do I get an injury on my spine like that I forget? It's like, oh yeah, because the most important thing I was doing was trying to wrangle a 5-year-old or whatever, a 6-year-old, in the shower. So standing up in the thing and hurting myself badly was just like, nope, he's got to get to school. So I took all that pain and I put it in the pain box.
Good job, Andy.
Yeah. Someday that box is going to open and bad stuff's going to come out.
The naughty stuff.
No, that's a different box.
Oh. jokes. I was going to joke.
Yes, I was going to say, I remember there was something we were doing, but I drew a blank, because apparently senility is my next stop.
Wait, is that how you say it? Like, you say you're going to be senile?
Yes.
That's like the future tense version of it?
No, that's the noun version of it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Wait, no. Yes, that's a noun.
Ibly.
I was like, adjective? I suck at grammar. I was always my weakest subject in school.
So do I.
Taking standardized tests, and it's like, post-high school, ninth grade. And my dad's like, why isn't your spelling and grammar better? I'm like, because I'm 10.
And I don't give a shit about such things.
Well, no, just more of that. That's the least developed part of me. I was like, well, then you need to work on that. I'm like, I'm breaking the curve on everything else. What is this shit I got to work on? Can't I just be good at everything else and bad at one thing?
Welcome to Andy Issues.
That had been locked away for a long time. But no, seriously, that's a conversation I had when I was like in like third grade or fourth grade or whatever it was.
Stop breaking things.
I just knocked down Spider-Man. He's cool now.
Stop breaking my heart, Noah.
Spider-Man is getting great reviews. But in the meantime, let's get these goddamn tan laughs off the ground so we can get the rest of the show.
Yes, sorry. Tan laughs. Show. Things.
Hello, chuckleheads, says
Fred. I thought the show was just talking, though, Tim. This is the show.
Shut up, Andy! Jesus!
From Reg says, hello, chuckleheads. Here are some Noah's dick jokes. It's the only thing I'm good at, in parentheses.
The way you said that, it sounded like you said nose dick jokes.
Noah's dick jokes.
Noah's. It'd just be like elephant jokes, wouldn't it?
Hey, man, you got a nose dick.
Nope, but I got a dick nose.
You gotta be sneezing cum everywhere.
Achoo.
Achoo.
That dude loves pepper. Oh.
More some snuff.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Noah's cock is so big that if the shoe... I'm sorry. Noah's cock is so big that if shoe size was an indicator of penis size, Noah would wear a size 99. How do you know that? Do you even make a size 99 shoe?
He got 99 problems, but his dick ain't one. Hit me.
I just watched that video the other day and listened to that song. That's a good song. Noah's cock is so big that even to this day, there may be people who have never made contact with the outside world still living on it.
That's a good one. That's an Amazon rainforest joke.
Noah's cock is so big that we know more about the ocean than Noah's cock.
And that's a moon joke.
No, it's an ocean joke.
We know more about the dark side of the moon than we do about the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, there you go.
That's the reference.
I did not know that. Good job, Andy.
Or maybe it's just the surface of the moon. But yeah, that's the reference he's making. And his quality.
Noah's cock is so big that... you done?
Yeah, super nerdy.
He's
that's all.
Never done. Just never. Steamroll over.
Can't Noah's stop, cock. Won't stop. Uh-uh.
Noah's cock is so big that maybe people are forced to move from it since it's gentrified by affluent hipsters. Noah's cock is so big that Andy shakes his fist gently at... Oh, sorry. Noah's cock is so big that Andy shakes his head fist angrily at it when it parts... fucking this up. Let me start one more time.
Noah's dick is so big it's in the way of this joke and you can't read it.
It's blocking the screen. Noah's cock
dick
is...
down in front. Sorry.
We're all
Noah's cock is so big that Andy shakes his fist angrily at it when parts of it fall on his yard. There we go.
Parts of it fall? As in
get off my lawn, you penis!
Yeah, it just said stuff, Tim.
It's like it's molting?
Yeah. I basically have a new dick every 2 months.
Like an anaconda, just sheds its skin.
It's so baby soft.
It just gets too big and it's going to burst through the old skin. So it's got to molt.
Noah's cock is so big that it's summer at the base and winter at the head. My cock's got seasons.
He's saying your cock crosses the equator.
Oh, it does. And that's it. Please stay as funny as ever. Reg.
Well, that's a low bar. We can continue to keep low.
Yep.
We're being funny as we ever were. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Yeah. You guys know what a ground effect vehicle is? It's like a plane with short, stubby wings. And when you're very, very close to the ground, you produce extra lift because the air being forced underneath the wing acts as kind of a current or a cushion to further lift the vehicle. So, like, lift goes way up. So they can get by with much shorter wings, but they can never really get very high. That's us. We are that thing I just described.
I didn't know that. I was thinking about cars that have lights on them.
Oh. Andy knows.
I was going to read a Tan Laugh from Jonathan, but I saw this from The Credible Hulk, which is a page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a meme of Return of the Jedi, and it's C-3PO standing next to Jabba the Hutt, and it's the part of the movie where they're going to throw him in the Sarlacc pit, and C-3PO says, "In his belly, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering as you are slowly digested over 1,000 years. And then Luke says, "Tell him that sounds stupid as fuck and that we would die of starvation or dehydration in less than a month. Tell him I said he sounds like an idiot who is clueless about biology. Tell him, 3PO. Tell him he's stupid as fuck. Those exact words, 3PO.
I always wondered about that. I was like, 1,000 years? Like, that's got to be way more. I mean, we know, like, Yoda's 900, but everyone seemed to indicate that that was unusual. That, like, humans a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away don't live to be 1,000. So what the fuck?
It's like, once I'm dead, what do I care if my meat is still being digested?
Yeah.
Tell him, 3PO.
Tell him, 3PO. In those exact words, 3PO. Andy, you got anything, or are we just going to move on?
We can just move on, unless you want to also read the other Tan Laughs, because I don't see them right away.
All right, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times, or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Amazing. This week. Best week of my life.
I think the best thing about the last couple of days before we Americans celebrate original Brexit was the fact that, like, everyone's going on vacation, so, like, the amount of shit to do just falls off a cliff. Like, there's no bosses around, you can just do, you know, come in and get shit done, and then, like, when your shit's done, there's no more shit coming in, so it's like, I don't know, let's go chit-chat with the neighbors.
The neighbors?
Yeah, people in other cubes nearby.
Oh, okay.
Who are in the similar situation of having their shit done and just being like, well, you know, there may be some other shit that comes through, so, you know, I certainly don't want to, like, leave at 2:00 and then have something show up at 4:00, and then people will be like, why did nobody handle this request?
Wah!
Yeah. I mean, not like I'm, you know, like, handling tickets coming in or anything like that, but, you know, sometimes urgent emails come through, and if they don't get responded to in a timely manner, people notice, and, you know, executives bitch and whatever.
Why they gotta be bitching, Andy? Why are they always bitching?
Why are they quimping? I don't know. Because they're executives. They got that entitlement.
They got that diaper money. They got that shit on lock.
I got that wife pussy on lock 24/7. Whenever she lets me, I'm insane pussy heaven.
Wait, what's like, I can't have it. And, wait, what's the joke again?
The best part about it, or the best thing about it, is no one else can have it.
No one else can have it.
And also, I can't have it.
Also, I can't have it. Unless
she says I can.
I see a girl on the street, and I would, but I can't. I see my wife at home, but I can't. Because she hates my guts. That's my favorite part.
Yep.
Jumanji trailer.
We watched the Raiders.
Part of the name was a hippo. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a backpack on. You know, you can't get in water with a backpack on. And I'm like, the raccoon's like, you know.
That did make me laugh, but not as hard as the part where the rock's just standing there going, just don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh,
man.
Rock is a charming motherfucker.
He is. Holy crap. Like, you should not be that good looking and that muscular and that fucking charming.
He's probably got a small dick. Yeah. Just, I'm just saying.
No,
probably not. He's probably, he's perfect. You know.
I bet you that thing is like just the right size. Like, it's not like, wow, that's comically big. But it's like that is hefty, but, like, you know, reasonable.
Just enough.
He's
just
got
enough.
A Cinderella dick.
Yeah.
Just right.
Goldilocks dick.
Is he married?
I don't know.
Married to all the poon in the world.
Probably.
He is. And he just seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to run for president with Tom Hanks as his vice president.
Yep.
I think isn't Tom Hanks like the most liked guy or something like that? Liked actor?
So, probably.
Every
something
man.
Like that, yeah.
I can't think of anybody who dislikes Tom Hanks.
I mean, there's got to be. In the world.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, we all hate somebody. I hate my two co-hosts, but, you know, that's for another time.
Yeah, and that's totally justified, so.
Yeah, we're talking about a week.
You lose you already, huh, Noah?
Yep. Just blanked out. Stroked a little bit. It's all right.
My sunburn started to peel. That's awesome.
Neat.
Yep. I took off my shirt and it was just like a snowfall of skin flakes.
Ooh,
I was like,
yeah, it's always fun. You can rub it. It's like you have dandruff of your skin. You're like,
It's like it's nose dick.
It's molting.
That was a callback.
I got it. I saw Baby Driver. That's pretty much all I do in my week. I didn't really do a lot. I've been feeling great.
Yeah, well, you know, being sick and, you know, sore throat and all that, that'll take you down a couple of notches.
I don't think Edgar Wright is my favorite director. Like, I see what he's doing. It's just, I want, like, a little bit more. Like, there's a little something missing, and I'm like, it's not bad. It's entertaining, but something's missing that I feel like another director might be able to bring to it. I can't say what it is. Yeah.
What else has he done? I know he almost did Ant-Man, and then he got fired off of it.
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, This is the End. No. At World's End.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some other stuff. Those are like his like big movies.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh,
versus
yeah,
the World.
That was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
like, so he's I've seen like literally a good director. Nothing he's done. Got it.
Yeah. What was that?
I said, okay, so I've seen literally nothing he's done. Okay. Got it.
You saw Hot Fuzz, I thought, Tim.
I guess I saw enough of Hot Fuzz to go, I don't want to watch Hot Fuzz, and then I turned it off.
Really?
Yep.
It's maybe a bit slow to start, but yeah, it really takes off. Like you gotta enjoy the slow comedy at the beginning because it is like a whirlwind at the end.
I know. I watched it again because of that, and I'm just I don't think I see it. I just don't think I pick up what he's putting down.
Well,
I went to look it up to see if it was still on Netflix, and it is, but right next to it is something called Hot Girls Wanted, which seems way more interesting.
I do not like the feature on Netflix where it's like, it shows like, when you start searching for something, and you don't see it come up, and it has the word below it, and it's like, here are these titles related to what you're searching for. Like, I don't care about related, I'm looking for that specific thing. That's why I typed it in.
Yep.
Tell me where I can find that.
Yeah, I've complained about it plenty of times, but, like, I really, really hate that whole, like, everything's getting split up into apps thing. It's like, you know, back in the day, you had, like, TV Guide, and it would tell you, like, what's on where. Now it's like, I gotta go search 1,000 fucking things just to find out what's on where.
Oh, because not everything's on.
Yep.
It's like,
I'd like to watch John Wick. Let's see if it's on HBO. No, let's see if it's on Netflix. No, let's see if it's on Amazon. No, well, let's see if it's on Xfinity. No, okay.
I give up.
Yeah.
Is Handmaid's Tale only on Hulu?
Yes, it is a Hulu original.
Wow. I feel like it's... I didn't really realize that many people use Hulu.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, because it seems pretty huge. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it. I was like, really? All these people are watching Hulu?
In a related note, you guys know the new Star Trek series is only going to be on CBS's pay-for streaming? Like, it's not going to be on a CBS channel?
Yeah.
Tim, oh, my God, yes.
Tim has talked about that, like, a lot. Like, it has its annoyance at it.
I thought we had talked about that on the podcast. I mean, who the fuck is going to watch that?
People.
The same people who are watching The Good Fight.
Oh, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the show The Good Wife?
Yes.
Yes.
That show ended. This is the new show.
Oh, they're doing the same thing with like a spinoff
people.
From that?
Exactly. But it's only on CBS All Access.
Did we lose Tim?
I'm talking to you.
Andy, you not hear Tim?
Did we lose me?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
And he's gone. All right. Now it's just the black cast.
Now our podcast just got 100 times better.
Aww.
What? Oh, damn.
Oh, shit, he's back. I mean, all good. He's back.
I came back just for that. Just in time.
You might as well leave again, then.
No.
No, it's fucked up.
Gonna make this show 100 times better, I guess.
Oh, they did.
Oh, Andy, you're a silly little goose.
He can't hear you. He's like, gone.
He's still a silly goose.
I'm back.
Now he can hear you.
He called you a silly goose. You're a silly goose, Andy.
Well, I did hang up to sell the bit.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
We were there too.
Yes. Oh, I wasn't sure if what you had said since then, so I thought I would comment on it for the people who listen to this as a radio production.
All right, so what are we going to say?
What were we going to say?
That Star Trek Discovery is not going to make me buy CBS All Access?
Yeah, no. No fucking way. Spend $10 a month to watch this one show that you care about.
With commercials!
Yes! And I'm already fucking paying for CBS. Why the fuck else am I giving Comcast all that goddamn money every month?
Or if you pay, I think, like $12, you can get it without commercials.
Oh. Be still my
Navy
beating
SEALs.
Cock.
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
This is why Paramount Pictures doesn't want you back, CBS. You suck.
Yep.
Don't pass to this guy. He sucks. You suck. Actually, I think it's vice versa. I think the Paramount film arm is having issues, and CBS doesn't want to be aligned with them anymore. Like, they used to be the same company, then they split up, and they've been trying to get back together, and it's not happening.
We just want to be back together, guys.
Which sucks, because that means the film rights to Star Trek are in one company, and the TV rights to Star Trek are with another company, and that is why J.J. Abrams, I think, pulled out of Star Trek, because he had wanted to develop a TV series, but he couldn't, because the rights weren't shared, and CBS wasn't going to play ball.
Yeah, he wanted to do like a Starfleet thing, right?
Sure, let's say that.
Yeah. What else we got?
They're changing a scene in Pirates of the Caribbean, and Disney fans are losing their fucking minds.
We watch the Rated Edge!
Where's the scene they're changing?
You know the part where they're auctioning off the women to be brides?
Yeah, that seems like a good thing to change.
Yep, they are now going to change it so that they are auctioning off, you know, like actual goods and property and money and jewels and shit.
Yeah, that's a good decision, Disney.
Yeah.
Most of the characters are going to stay the same. Like, I mean, the scene is generally going to be the same, except, like, the redhead that, you know, that was there is now going to be a pirate, and the auctioneer will be, and, like, most of the people will be in the same positions. They will just be holding loot instead of, you know, auctioning off women. And people are like, this ruins everything! Oh, God, why?
Wait, what's the problem with it?
Stupid social justice warrior PC bullshit leftist snowflake cocksuckers.
Or maybe so we shouldn't...
If I could summarize the comments in one run-on sentence. <Yeah. laughs>
No, that's probably about accurate.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't promote, like, hey, let's sell women. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Like, times have changed.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's the larger woman who, like, they're trying to auction off at the scene you're going by, and, like, everybody's like, no, I want to bid on the redhead, and I think someone even makes a joke, like, is she, like, are you selling her by the pound or something like that? So, like, it's fat shaming, and then also, you know, selling women into slavery, but then behind them are three women tied up, being held by pirates with guns, crying.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because they're being sold into bride slavery.
Yeah. That's good times. Who doesn't like bride slavery, you know?
You know, like, it's like standard slavery, but also a little extra rape.
It's like, I'm like, this is the hill you people want to die on?
It's amazing. Okay, so the mindset of that behavior is that it's the PC thought police, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I get the whole, you know, don't police other people's, you know, languages and all that stuff. You know, I get the whole freedom of speech. But it's Disney's fucking speech. It's Disney deciding we don't want to be saying this anymore. So for all of the fucksticks out there who are flipping their shit about this and who are saying stuff about, you know, like leftist virtue signaling, the reality of the situation is this is you trying to do the opposite of virtue signaling. This is you complaining loudly in public because you want to signal to the rest of the world how non-virtuous you are. And that's amazing. It's like, it's not even, it's like, I want to fight for free speech because it's Disney's fucking speech. It's, I hate that other people are being better than me, so I am going to be as shitty as fucking possible, as loudly as possible, and then I'm going to pretend that's a virtue. That my shittiness is a good thing, so that I can be right.
Can you guess the part, listeners, where I hit some sort of chord inside of Andy?
I mean, what does it hit a chord inside of Andy?
Sorry, I'm just sick and fucking tired of, like, everything online turning into, you know, SJW virtue signaling, and that being, like that's supposed to be the attack that shuts down the debate. Like, that's supposed to be their winning line, is virtue signaling. It's like, yeah, sorry, you're the one proving that you lack virtue, that you lack morality, that you lack common human fucking decency, and you're trying to act like that gives you the moral high ground. It's like we've gone through the fucking looking glass with this shit. And they've gotten louder since Trump. I mean, it's not all him. He's, I think, a symptom, not a cause. But it's like that victory has just amplified it and made people feel comfortable with being shitty fucking people in very public venues. It's amazing to me.
All right. Well, that's, I just thought that was odd.
Yeah.
Now, there are things I'm going to miss about the original scene that it makes me, like, kind of sad that we're losing it. Like, mm-hmm. the original voice talent. Like, I'm sure a lot of those guys are dead, so it's not like we're going to be able to get that again.
Yeah.
But after I was like, oh, that's a bummer, I moved on quite quickly.
Yeah.
Because badass female pirate seems like a cool idea.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I feel the same way with, you know, like there's that bit of nostalgia of like, oh, you know, that was something that I saw in my childhood that's going to be gone. And like, you're right. Yeah, they're not going to have the same voice actors go and re-record it. So it's like those voices are now going to be gone. But on the flip side, times change, entertainment changes. And again, it's Disney's fucking speech. They can do with it as they like.
Yeah, it's not like people were out there picketing. I think they just decided, let's update this. It's like not like feminists were marching the door, like, this needs to change. I think they were just like, you know, when we look at this ride from a modern sensibility, perhaps this is not the best scene we could be presenting to the 4-year-olds that are on this ride.
Yeah, I think it's good to like that they're getting ahead of it. Like, you know, no one needs to make us do this. Like, we think it's just a good idea in general.
And not only that, like, some like 20 years ago, there used to be a scene where pirates were chasing women right after that scene.
Yep.
And then they changed it so that the pirates were chasing waitresses, like they were just after food.
Yep.
was the new joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always thought it was weird that they changed that scene, but left the scene immediately before it where they were being sold into slavery. I was like, you can sell them into slavery, but just don't chase them? I don't think that solves the problem. Even like, I was like a high school kid. I'm like, even then, I was like, this doesn't make sense.
I remember having this conversation with you where you pointed that out. And I was like, yeah. And you're also talking about what a thin fucking fig leaf, just now they just have food and they're chasing them. It's like, we still know why they're chasing them, dumbasses.
Not only that, one of them, they took out the woman and put in like a chicken. Like the pirate was chasing the chicken ostensibly to eat.
Yes.
But I'm like, the last time I saw that dude, he was horny and he was chasing a woman.
Uh-huh.
Now he's chasing a chicken.
Uh-huh.
All I'm thinking is he got more desperate.
Yep. Keep fucking that chicken. Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, you know, I thought that they were just chasing them to kiss them or whatever, and, you know, that it was all a silly game, because I didn't get how that all worked, of course, because, again, kid.
That's how it works.
Yeah. So I was always amused as a kid of seeing there was, like, you know, 3 vignettes or whatever where it was the pirate chasing the pretty girl, and then there was one with the girl chasing the pirate. And I always thought that was, you know, like a fun little, you know, comeuppance, a fun little turnabout being fair play kind of thing. But then I grew up, I'm like, that's all horrible.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the mayor being dunked in the well in front of his wife is not horrible.
That's just a little bath. He's fine.
Just yeah, you know, except for the fact that when he exhales, it's just a spout of water. So, yeah.
Oh, he was just doing that to entertain his wife. He's just like, huh, honey, look at this. Look what I can
like
do.
I'm like a sprinkler.
Aren't I adorable?
I'm like that statue we saw in Naples when we were on vacation. You remember, honey.
Naples.
Wasn't that a good time?
Also, when they added Jack Sparrow to the ride, they changed way more of it than this.
Like, yes.
Like, most of the ride now is about Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
So, like, so the people are like, oh, it's Walt's original, one of the last rides Walt touched. It shouldn't be, one of the last rides Walt was personally involved in. It shouldn't be touched. I was like, that thing's been touched.
Yeah.
That thing's been touched more than those pirate girls were.
Yeah. Tim, did you send us the video, or did I just find it online with Johnny Depp dressing up and like going into Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't think I sent it, but yeah, I knew it happened.
Yeah. That was some amusing shit.
Yeah, I remember my mom and son missed it by like 3 days.
Oh.
Because they went on Pirates a couple times, and I think my mom would have been super excited to. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'd have a hard time not shouting out something like, I loved you on 21 Jump Street! Because I'm old.
He is not a handsome, I'm just looking at him, I'm like, he's an interesting looking fellow. I'll say that. That's what I'll say.
Yes, you're right. Wait, not conventionally handsome.
But I feel like he used to be, but I feel like as he gets older, he's just kind of like, he's taking our persona, for sure.
Yeah. Crazy French beatnik, I think, is that persona. You know what? Dude is rich as fuck. He can be as crazy as he wants to.
Fuck yeah. Yep. I mean, you do your thing, Johnny Depp.
Yep.
You do your thing.
Although, maybe stop making jokes about assassinating the president.
Yeah.
Wait, he made a joke about assassinating the president too?
Yep.
Oof, yeah. Probably not, you don't generally want to do that if you can't avoid it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if the guy made a Second Amendment solutions crack about his opposition. No, turnabout is not fair play on that.
You're part of the Disney brand now. You gotta measure your words.
Yeah. You know, just if you're human, don't be like that. It's just a shitty way to be. Don't be shitty.
I'm just worried about the Disney brand.
Okay. Good. Fair enough.
That's what really, I mean, what the fuck ever. Disney brand. I got stock in this company.
I mean, I fucking loathe Donald Trump, as everyone who's heard my voice well knows at this point. But
wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of town.
No, I know. I know you've been in a coma, and welcome back to Tancast. I'm sorry, buddy. I should have.
Wait, what?
I should have eased you into this a little more gently. And I know that's on me, but I absolutely loathe him. But still, there's limits.
You don't like him like even a little bit?
Nope.
Oh man.
Not even like a little bit.
Not even like just a little.
Nope. You're kinda cute. Not even like entertainment value a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Man, I've been sleeping.
Yep.
Don't sleep on Andy's Trump hate.
Nope.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
It won't stop.
Did you see that filter I did for my Smelfy? I was flipping through the filters and I
did see that.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I was gonna
make my video of me going which I sort of did, but just quietly because there was somebody at the sink and someone in the other stall, so I didn't want them to just hear from the stall next to them. Nope, we gotta retake it. I didn't do it right. Because most of my Smelfies are two or three takes.
Anderson, what? There was a guy in there who he had to be having issues, like pushing or something, but the noises he was, I can't describe them. It was like, so you ever see Chappelle's Show?
It's always weird to be like, when someone's in the bathroom and they are just like, not even trying to hide, they're just like, I'm like, really? Like, you just gonna go full on out with this? Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. like if it's quiet, like you haven't engaged the vocal cords.
I've reached 1,000!
This poop is not coming out! Oh!
Kamehameha!
How many sheets will it take to wipe his butthole? It's over 9,000!
Good times, good times.
Whew, we almost veered into politics, but I strayed us back to Poop Town.
Yep.
Won't you take me to Poopy Town? Won't you take me to
Poopy Town?
Speaking of poop, oh man, somebody at work used the term wrinkle penny for butthole this week, and I died.
Wrinkle penny.
I never heard that before. So apt.
Wrinkle penny.
Wrinkle penny.
Wrinkle penny.
Yes.
All right.
Yes!
I'll allow it.
He had to have surgery on his lower back when he was younger, and then, like, the doctor took the stitches out too early, so, like, the scar is, like, much bigger than it needs to be. So he said something about, like, well, you know, it doesn't really bother me. Like, it doesn't inhibit movement or anything, and I never have to see it because it's way back there. I'm like, plus, you know, if you moon somebody, you can tell them that that's the exclamation point on the mooning. He's like, well, it's just a line. I'm like, you know where the dot is, though. He's like, ah, yes, the wrinkle penny. And I almost fell over.
So, for my job, I had to train some people in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a, kind of like this, like a Skype call.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're like, they're telling me about it. And they're like, so Tim, you're going to be talking to Ireland. You can't. I'm like, you mean I can't talk like this and say, hey, everybody, we got to do this thing here. And they're like, yes, you can't do that.
I like that.
Like, it's so difficult to do this task. I want you to be paying attention to what I'm saying now.
I like how they had to specifically call you out. Like, wait, hold on. Tim, look at me. Look at me, Tim.
Every time we have a meeting and we discuss the Ireland office, I'm like, oh, how are things going over there in the Ireland? They're like, Tim, stop.
See,
Tim's
racism
never gonna
is
get promoted, but man, is he gonna have fun along the way?
Racism is okay if it's against the Irish.
Is that racist?
Stereotype.
Okay, I mean it's not. I mean because they're white.
Yeah.
It's but so stereotype it's not, and racism. Well, I guess no. Stereotype does not apply to race. It just applies. It's just a group of
the
people.
The whole concept of race is like so like muddied and unclear, and you know not like based on anything concrete. That yeah, I guess you can call it racism.
Well, because I thought racism had to do with, like, having power over somebody. I have zero power over them.
Well, no, that's just for it to be effective. You can still be a bigot and be powerless.
Because discriminatory and racism are two different things, but they often get conflated.
Yes. Yeah.
Prejudice and racism are different things, and they often get conflated. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess it's prejudiced.
But is it, though?
Well, no, because, no, you're not prejudging them.
You're talking about their accent and doing it sillily.
It's got to be something. It's offensive. How about that?
It's something with my vocabulary is failing me.
Is it offensive? Do we have any Irish listeners? It's what I'm saying offensive. But anyway, so then I'm on the call with them, and they keep asking questions like, well, I have one question here. How do I... And I was like... fight it! Fight it!
Tim, do not begin your reply with faith and bigora. Do not begin your reply with faith and bigora.
Well, you got to look for the Blarney Stone, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah, horrible, horrible person, Tim. Horrible.
Oh, it's magically delicious. I did it. I made it through the whole call.
Congratulations, I guess?
I was like, let me make sure my mic is off. Oh, sure, I made it through the call without doing this accent.
Our team had a meeting this week. We have a weekly stand-up every week where they talk about what everyone's done. And this week they said something about... last week Andy did some more voiceover work for the training videos. And I don't know why, but I felt compelled to say... And I just want to point out to everybody that I don't consider it the accent I was doing racist because I am like a quarter German. The boss is like, I don't think anyone was saying that, but we'll just go ahead and move on.
You gotta know your crowd. You gotta know your audience, Andy.
Yeah, what?
Well, the boss was like, I don't think anyone was saying that, and like half the rest of the people on the team were laughing behind their hands.
Yeah, sure they
were. I know my crowd.
Behind their hands, they're going, fuck this guy.
Does he still fucking work here?
It's a good thing he knows what he's doing, otherwise he would be so fired.
Tim. Don't feed my neuroses, Tim.
Oh, sorry. I was like, how is that feeding your... Wait. That's not ego. Neuroses. Oh, that's bad. Don't feed those.
I do from time to time like wonder like do people that I work with, like, do they laugh at my jokes just because they're like, ah, fuck, we got to work with him, so.
I was just watching Doctor Strange. I was showing it to my wife. My wife!
Your wife!
And Doctor Strange is trying to make the guy in the library laugh, and he's like, you know, people find me funny. Do these people work for you? All right, fine.
Oh man, yeah, that scene cracks me up, and then also makes me feel bad.
Andy,
yeah,
what are you doing to your mic?
Sorry, I was scratching my rib cage, and it moved the.
Don't scratch your rib cage.
Although me and Noah are fucking dancing with our mics, at least last week, I was like, "Good God, there's a lot of mic noise."
Yeah, sorry.
But I heard this now, so I can put a stop to it.
Yep.
Can stop. Will stop. Why do you keep going offline, Andy?
What?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
Did I go offline
again?
He's
going, Andy's goes, offline. Bloop, Andy's bloop, online. Andy's bloop, offline. Bloop, Andy's bloop, online.
Bloop, bloop.
I don't know. Bloop, that's bloop. Not me.
No, it is you. Because I just looked.
No, I mean, yeah, it's literally you.
No, I mean. It may be my connection, gentlemen, but it is not my will.
All right. Anybody have anything before we close it out? All right. A fart noise.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all you're left inside me. No death.
Me and Noah going to a barbecue.
Oh, yeah. What time are you getting there, Tim?
Yep.
All right.
depends on when James wakes up.
Tim is going to be fashionably whenever.
He is coughing as well. So I think he pre-caught your sickness ahead of time.
He's like, I'm going to get this before I even see Noah.
I'm going to give it back to him. See how he likes that.
Yeah. I'm going to Chattanooga tomorrow.
Say, what a rare treat for you.
I know. Well, there's still a lot of work to be done on that house, so I'm going to go help out. And sweet also Christ, probably barbecue. Call
HGTV already and get him in there.
Okay.
Get Property Brothers in there. They'll hook you up.
They'll take credit for the work other people have done.
They'll show the old pictures. Like, see this? This is everything that we've done to this place. It'll be all our hard work. Except for the tiling. That little mistake right there. That was him!
It's so interesting how like each show has like its own like kind of feel. Like Fixer-Upper, everyone's always so sweet and happy, and like there's no attitude. Whereas like Property Brothers, it's like a lot of attitude and like just people with was not finicky. What's the other word? Kind of like finicky.
Particular.
Hard. Yeah, particular.
Okay.
Demanding.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. There we go, Tim.
Woohoo!
It's just interesting how they and I'm like, is that they're picking the people beforehand, or did they just edit the show to make it seem that way?
Probably the latter.
I watch too much HGTV, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Well, what I'm really saying is I missed him.
Oh.
I'm gonna try to say is I missed him.
Fair enough.
And now you're offline again, Annie, just in case you're wondering.
So with that said, thanks for joining us. He's back.
No, I've been here the whole time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if you have your status set to show offline if you haven't done anything for a while.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't know. For some reason, you keep popping in and out, and then as soon as you set the IM, you came back on.
I also had issues with, I had issues earlier with web pages not loading. So I think, just Comcast is taking a wet shit on itself, or maybe my router needs to be rebooted.
Router
or maybe
needs
my
to
wife
be...
and son are both streaming things. That could do it.
Yeah, but you sound okay, though. So it's not like you're lagging.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to blame Comcast. DNS issues.
Fair enough. Okay,
dick
so...
Dick nut suckers.
Remember...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to trust something.
Mm-hmm. With you so far.
Never trust people to get upset about changes, even if it's for the better.
Yep, that is true. This week I hate that pirate is never going to catch that chicken.
Keep fucking that chicken.
And Donald Trump.
Not today, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It was like...
That was my Irish accent again.
No,
it was
odd. No. It was something like, you're like elongating the words for some reason.
It's my buddy from Ireland who joined us on the call. Isn't that right? Timmy O'Shanahan. Oh, that's right, that's my name. I'm Timmy O'Shanahan. They're always after me Lucky Charms. Shit.
Charms.
They're always after my Lucky Cafefe. They try to catch me and make wishes.
Oh, man.
Not only am I Irish, I'm tragically short.
What is the accent? It's not racist, but what is it? Tell us, people.
Yes.
I think the word you're looking for is awesome.
No, that's definitely not it.
Hey guys, remember how we're number one in New Zealand? Guess what number we are in Ireland?
Sinking like a boulder?
Like negative.
Trick question, we're blocked at the border.
Or we're dropping like a Blarney Stone.
Oh, he brought the Blarney Stone back.
I'm river dancing.
goddamn stoner.
I want to interview you guys personally, but like, how do you feel about this accent?
I don't care, man. I'm drinking McGinnis. I don't have time to be listening to this fuckhead's accent.
And still better than Leonardo DiCaprio in Gangs of New York.
It was a good movie.
Was he Irish?
He tried to be.
Daniel Day-Lewis was a fucking awesome in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He retired from acting, supposedly.
Yeah.
Like, really, really?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Not like I'm just going to take, like, you know, 5 years off, and then when an awesome, juicy role comes along, I'll take it.
Well, I mean, you know, he's free to change his mind.
I mean, I've given you all the details I have.
No, it's not like he went and grabbed all of his acting talent, stuffed it in a bin, and then set fire to it.
Come on, Danelle. Stop asking me follow-up questions.
I have exactly as much information as I've shared with you so far. Yeah, but what about I have exactly as much information as I've shared with you so far?
Like, look, we can extrapolate together, but I mean, you gotta jump in on this.
Your guess is literally as good as mine because I'm out of information and all guesses now.
I respect that guy. Just like, he hasn't done like a ton of movies.
Yeah, he always picks well though.
And he fucking just kills it.
Yep.
I don't think I've seen a single Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
No.
I don't think I have.
Last of the Mohicans?
Yeah, Last of the Mohicans.
Nope. Try me again.
My Left Foot?
I mean, nope. I come on, Tim. I mean, come on, Andy. I feel like of the movies Tim would see, My Left Foot would not be high up there.
Fair enough.
Oh, he's working on Untitled. Well, maybe that's his last one. You didn't see Lincoln?
Nope.
Yeah. You didn't see Gangs of New York, Tim?
Nope.
Did you see There Will Be Blood?
Nope.
Huh.
The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Oh, yeah, I saw that twice.
It seemed like Bad Puppy Baby you would see.
Totes.
Totes,
because that's
says
based
Andy.
Off a book or something I've heard of.
Yes.
Let's see. There We Blend, no. Gangs in New York, no. In the Name of the Father, no. Last Mohicans, no. Age of the Boxer, no.
Dang.
The Boxer. Room with View, no. My Beautiful Lord, I don't know what that is. Nine, no. The Bounty, no. The Crucible, no. Nothing with the in front of it. Gandhi? He was in Gandhi?
Apparently.
Nanu? They made a Mork for Mork movie and he was the star?
Wait, he's got, not only is he retiring from acting, he's gonna make designer gowns.
Finally.
Is that anything that guy can't do? Like, didn't he used to be like a carpenter before?
I think he did.
Like, I thought he would take time off and just do carpentry and then come back and act.
Yep, I have literally never seen a movie
a shoemaker
featuring Daniel Day-Lewis.
He was a shoemaker. That's pretty
cobbler.
Impressive, Tim.
That's what it was. He wasn't a carpenter. He was a cobbler. Yep.
Do you hear me, Andy?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, because I just said that.
No, I was adding on
you
to it.
You said shoemaker, and he said cobbler.
Yes, and I was putting together why I thought carpentry sounded right when it wasn't right, and it was that I'd heard he was a cobbler. So when you said carpenter, my brain was like, yep, that's it, C-word, good.
C-word, really good. Oh, Daniel.
I was so happy we had ended the show nice and early, and then we went on to Daniel Day-Lewis stage at the post-credits. Right.
Well, glad we've solved the Day-Lewis mystery.
I mean, we got to solve these mysteries. Who else will?
And I'm probably silent again.
Yep, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I hear nothing.
What?
Oh, there it goes. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't hear him. And he's back.
Yeah, from outer space.
So, in a couple years, we're going to start a new podcast, guys, called Finding Daniel Day-Lewis.
Is that like the Richard...
Yeah. Simmons.
I could not come up with it.
Richard
I was like, here,
Sir.
No. Dawson, no.
All
right. I love you guys.
Same here.
Get fucked.
I'm going to stop recording now.